Well, hello, hello, my bedroom playmate. This is Mika Ray, and you are listening to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. I do have my lovely co-host on the line with me. Tanika, are you there? Tamika, are you there? Okay, so it looks like we are having...
Hey, Mika, this is Q. I'm here.
Okay, Q, so I can hear you, but I don't hear... Tamika, let me see. Hang on. Tamika, are you there now? Okay, well, I don't know what's going on. Kira, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay. So I guess we'll just give Tamika some time to call in. But so tonight we're talking about, will you give your boo a hall pass? And I really think this is going to be a great topic. I'm looking forward to discussing it. How are you feeling about it, Keroy?
I'm feeling good about it. It's a very interesting subject and something I have to think about, too, as far as how I actually handle that. So I'm interested in the get people feedback on it as well. So anxious to get the show started to discuss the topic.
Yes, and I do apologize, everyone, for the slight delay in the show tonight. It sounds like I was having some technical difficulties, and I believe Tamika is now on the line with us as well. Tamika, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. I think I don't know what was going on, but we are good now. So I am so sorry.
Finally.
So we are, you all are listening to blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. And as we were speaking earlier, Tamika, we are talking about giving your boo a hall pass. And I really wanted us to discuss this tonight because there's been a few stories in the media, like LaToya Wright and I guess, what's his name, Memphis? I guess that's his name, her husband's name. And then Monique and her husband. So they both give their husbands hall passes. And LaToya gives her husband's 8, to be exact, during the year. And then Monique gives her husband 1. Every year.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah, I think that is very interesting, and it kind of threw me aback a little bit. So I felt like this is something we really need to discuss on the show, and I'm not sure if I would be able to do something like that for my mate. But a lot of people really don't care. And one thing, so let's just tell everybody what a hall pass is. So a hall pass is basically letting your boyfriend or your girlfriend, I guess we can't say cheat on you, but in all sense of the word, I guess that's what it is. It's basically giving them a chance to go out and do whatever they want to with whoever they want to. And you basically have given them that permission.
I'm trying to think now. All just aside, I would like that on my end, but I'm not sure if I give my mate that opportunity. I would guess I'm kind of selfish in categories like that, but it would be nice to have that option.
Well, how can you ask for that option, Keyroy, but not give that option to your spouse?
Because, man, you know, I, well, I don't know. Like I said, man, I think I'm just not for just allowing my girl or mate or whatever to just do what she want to do. But I just want to be able to do. I don't know. I'm just selfish like that. I don't even know what to say. You know, but it would be something I would like to have on the table. I'm not sure if I can handle that, though, as far as me giving, you know, my mate the hall pass. So with these couples, they give each other the hall passes? Or is it just one way? How that work?
According to the story, they were giving their men a hall pass.
Right. That's the thing.
And it didn't seem like they were going both ways. And I think that is a double standard, because if I'm going to allow you to go out and see someone else, then I need you to allow me to see someone else.
Yeah. I could see how, I mean, I do see the double standard part, don't get me wrong. But it's a little, I don't know. It's a little different, though, you know, and that's probably why it's just a man doing it. You know how, and like I said, it's double standard. You know how, like, a lot of women, they actually be with men, but they already have an assumption that we will cheat anyway. So they feel like, so I'm guessing with the hall pass, it's almost like just let them go ahead and do it on their terms type of deal. But,
and that is a good point that I feel like you're making, that I'm thinking that some women say, okay, you know, instead of me looking silly or looking stupid, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that since you're going to cheat anyway, you might as well, I might as well take my power back and allow you to cheat. But I still think
right.
It sounds stupid.
It do.
I mean, that's my opinion.
It actually does. I mean, and I agree with you, but, you know, that's my thing on it, because I, all just aside, you know, a lot of women I know, they already feel like their husband may end up cheating them because they say men go be men, you know. And then a lot of them have the whole attitude where, as long as they come after me, you know, and I don't know about it, then I'm going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it just depends on that individual's perspective on men cheating anyway, you know, because I would think twice. If, I don't know. I mean, if I was given that hall pass, just because my mate give it to me, it probably make me not even want to cheat, you know. But anyway, that's my take on it. But I do like the idea of having that option of being able to do something like that. You know, from a man's perspective, I would like that option.
I heard a story. Oh, were you going to say something, Tamika?
I just think the whole idea, first of all, is just absurd. I think that if you're in a relationship and you feel that you have to make certain concessions, such as that, in order to keep, you know, this relationship together, or to keep your mate happy, or to keep your mate, you know, from running, you know, is that man or woman really yours to begin with? You know, for me to sit here and say that, you know, I'm going to, you know, build the foundation for a relationship in which I would want to be monogamous, and then I'm going to turn around and destroy all of that just because, you know, I feel that, you know, well, if you're going to cheat, then, you know, I might as well know about it. That has to be, like, the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I think that when women give, or, you know, or even some men, when you give, quote-unquote, passes like that, I just think that you, I mean, those are just blurred lines, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you're not respecting yourself. You're not respecting the position that you should hold in that relationship. And it's just, how do you expect your mate to respect you? You know, and I don't know where, you know, if this is new fad, you know, hey, you know, everybody giving out hall pass, you know, hey, let me get one. You know, I mean, I just think it's just absurd. You know, I just think that this is a concept that people have created because, you know, I would rather my mate cheat on me, or I would rather them give them permission, you know, just to, you know, make me feel, like you said, you know, that I have some kind of control, which, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you're setting yourself and your relationship up for failure, you know. So that's my
thing. But you know what I think, too? I think it has a whole lot to do with their reasoning behind, you know, giving them a hall pass. Because, you know, as we had several discussions before as far as marriage is concerned, and some certain women, and you know how they say, you know, as a married man, you know, I would expect my woman to do, you know, do what she can to please me. And some women go to the point of maybe giving them the option of maybe seeing somebody else on the side, like a hall pass, or if it's something she can't do or was not willing to do, maybe that's one of the reasons why she give them a hall pass, because she's not going out like that, you know, or just something different to spice up the relationship, because sometimes getting away from the norm could keep things alive, you know, and maybe that's their way of doing it.
Sometimes you are able to definitely create an environment within your relationship where, you know, you spice it up in certain kind of ways. And we don't have any control over how people decide to spice up their relationship. We don't have any say in that. That is your own business. However, I think that if you decide, okay, well, I'm going to allow you to go out, you can cheat, you can do whatever you want to for a week or for a day or whatever, then you have to be willing to deal with the consequences of those actions, because it can lead to some consequences. So, you know, first you want to maybe establish some type of boundary. You know, what are the boundaries? What are the things that you can and can't do? Can you go out and have sex with someone and then kiss them? And after you have sex with them tonight, do you get a chance to call them again tomorrow? Can you have sex with them another time? It's like, how far are you going to let this person go? And then are you going to even work? Because I would think about it. If I'm allowing you to go out and have sex with someone else, then I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to wonder, are you sexing this person again? Was it good to you? Because when you have sex with someone, I don't care if it's a man having sex with a woman, they will develop some type of emotional bond. And it's not just women develop an emotional bond with a man or, you know, lesbian couples, but men develop emotional bonds with women too. We don't like to recognize that they do, but they do. Even if it's a one-time thing, they may develop a bond in that moment, and now you've created an emotionally cheating background, you know, for your relationship where something more can happen. And I think it could be detrimental. However, we know there's such a thing as open relationships. We know there are threesomes and foursomes and everything else that exists out there. But again, I say, some type of boundary and rules, those things need to be put in place if you're going to decide to allow that to happen within your relationship.
Well, that's a definite, you know. But you're right, there are consequences to it. That's a drawback from it. It is consequences, so I can understand that.
I guess my issue would be with that is, you know, if you even consider giving these hall passes to begin with, then, you know, are you really in a relationship, you know, truly worth saving? Because, I mean, you sit here, you make these concessions, but then you want to be in your feelings if, you know, you giving that hall pass, quote unquote, leads into something more that you maybe weren't prepared to deal with. So, you know, I'm even watching. I don't even watch Maury, but and this may be a horrible example, but in those, you know, in those moments where, you know, I'm trying to engage in some mindless behavior, you know, I like to watch the, you know, my little reality / I don't even know what that talk show is at this point, but I mean, it just kills me because, you know. Right, you see these people go on this show and, you know, they're putting their relationship out and, yeah, you know, I told him that he could do this, but, you know, we're, you know, I put conditions on it, and I just really think it's absurd, because 9 times out of 10, when you make concessions like that in your relationship, odds are, okay, well, you gave me a hall pass once, then, you know, if I want to do it again and then all of a sudden you say no, okay, well, you let me do it the first time. And it's just like you open up a can of worms with that. So my thing about it is to say if you're in a relationship where you feel like, you know, you want to spice it up, you know, just, I guess, just go about it, you know, in a way that that's just common sense, you know. Don't open up Pandora's box. You know, if you're not willing or mature enough to handle the consequences of whatever that may lead to, then it's just like, why even put yourself in that position to begin with? You know, because you can't give a hall pass and then you want to sit here and cry about it later because you kind of find out that your mate's cheating or your mate, you know, got someone pregnant or you know, your mate is on some low-down, you know, stuff. So it's kind of like, why even put yourself in that position to be subjected to that, you know? So I think a lot of people, you know, they just get caught up in it and, oh, I don't want to lose him, I don't want to lose her. But then you're sitting here looking crazy because your mate has left you or your mate has another family somewhere. So I just say, you know, don't even make it an issue. You know, don't do it at all, you know. If you want to step out in relationship.
Yeah, I think we can. Let's try to look at it from the other side. What ways could it help a relationship? Because there are some people out there that somebody wrote it in the group that there, you know, I'm sure that there are some couples out there who can handle this. And I agree. There are some couples out there who say, you know what, you can have your hall pass, you can do what you want to do, and they're okay with it. They're fine with it, and they don't have any trouble like LaToya and like Monique. They don't have any problems with these people going out there and having their hall pass. I think my issue with this is this: why is it okay for the man to do it? Why are we giving these concessions to men? What makes them better than us that they get to have a hall pass? Why the hell can I have a hall pass?
Well, maybe that could be something you could discuss, you know, with your mate, you know. I mean, it's not.
He said the words right out.
But you said it too, Kira. You said it too in the beginning. Men have double standards. You said it in the beginning too. You're like, oh, I would love to have the hall pass, but I don't want her. Why can't she have a hall pass?
Oh man, that's just like.
This proves my point.
I mean, you know, you got a valid point. I mean, I am wrong for that. I am wrong for not wanting, you know, my woman to have a hall pass. But I couldn't handle it from that end, point blank. Now, if she's able to handle it, you know, just like for example, like women, it's just almost the same thing with threesomes, you know. Now, if a girl is good with a threesome, she already know I'm good with another woman. If you think I'm inviting another man into being with us, you know, that I couldn't do it. So it's almost like the same type of deal, you know. So.
And it's sad because women have to suppress their desires and their needs just so the man can have his desires and his sexual needs met. And that is not fair.
Fair too.
Yeah, that's true. You know,
because if I'm giving you a threesome, if I was in a heterosexual relationship and I'm giving my man a threesome, you know, I may want to have a little threesome where a man is involved. And why can't both of these men just please me? I mean, y'all can both please me. I don't understand why.
But you know,
why is that a threat to your manhood?
It's not really a threat, but it's almost kind of like, I mean, there's no way to, I mean, fair is fair, but that's just the way it is. I just can't see myself allowing a dude in a bed with me to have sex with my wife. And I mean, it just seemed okay, like two women to me kissing, man, that's sexy as hell to me. You know what I'm saying? I kind of like stuff like that. You know, maybe it's a freak in me or something, but I can't. So it seems, it's just more sensual to me for two women. But I'm not going to be like that with a guy, or I'm not going to touch him, and then I don't want to go after a guy. I mean, I'm just like that. I'm more one of them. I just want my woman mainly to myself. I mean, I know it's selfish, you know, but that's just the way it is, you know. I don't know how else to explain it. Now, you do got some guys who like to sit and watch guys, you know, have sex if they want, and it turns some dudes on. That just ain't me. You know? So you meet the right guy.
I don't
you're
think you
a,
should
you
get
know,
none of your sexual needs met then in the bedroom. You can't let that woman have her needs met, and you don't need your needs met either. That's
well,
how I feel.
I'm just playing. But you know, but I mean, that's the case. You know, the thing is, of course, there's women out like that. Now, if neither one of us can have threesomes, then neither of us just will have threesomes. You know, it's just what you arrange that you're made and compromise, you know, on sexual needs and desires. But if you're married, though, it's going to have to, you know, be something like, for example, if I can't let her have a threesome, maybe I should give her a hall pass, or maybe I should do something different. But it has to be some type of compromise for it to actually work out, you know.
I think that makes sense. Okay, if I'm able to give you a threesome, then you should give me a hall pass because you don't want a man in the bed with us. So then maybe I should have a hall pass to go out and sleep with the man. Okay, I'm all for compromise.
So you might find a man who allow that. Yeah, you know, some guys would do that. You know.
Oh, Lordy. Well, we have a caller, so I'm going to bring this caller on. This is 3227. Hang on.
Hey,
hello?
Everybody. Hey.
Hey.
Well, I did want to chime in. This is a great topic. And just kind of give my viewpoint from the other side. The things that I'm hearing that I hear a lot whenever this topic is discussed are the things like give somebody something or let another grown person do something or not let them do this or set the boundaries. Like, I kind of think we all know this, but we still use those words. Like, you can't control anyone. You can't let anyone do. You think you can, but if someone wants to be monogamous with you, they'll do it because they want to. If they don't want to, there is nothing you can do, say, scream, threaten. It doesn't matter. And I'm real terrified when, especially women, use those words because it's like, I'm not going to let my man or my mate do that. You really have no control. Like, people are going to do what they want to do. And so the thing is, it's like the possession kind of makes me fearful with women because it's all based on fear. Like, if I let my man do this, look at the consequences. What could happen? Like, it leaves women in that fearful, you know, I can't let him. I can't open Pandora's box because, oh, no, what's going to happen? When, unfortunately, it's happening, but people just aren't talking about it. You know, the men out there doing what they want to do. And guess what? For the heterosexual community, they're doing it with women. So women are cheating just as much as men. A man can't cheat unless he finds a woman to cheat with. So people are doing it. They're doing it in the dark. And so what happens when you do things in the dark, that's when you're irresponsible. That's when the consequences come up. And the thing is, if you give, not give, because that I hate those words, but when you say, you know what, if you ever feel, let's just say you said, you know what, we've been together for a while, I feel secure in our relationship. If you ever feel that you need to step outside of the monogamy that we have established, you know, feel free. But let's do it this way. Now, if they say, you know what, I don't want to not be monogamous, then you have to respect that. If they say, okay, cool, but guess what, they still may not do it. But just knowing that they have the option may be enough. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they don't want to feel so, especially for a man. And I'm around men all the time. I think it's a mind game with them. I think if they feel like it's, what do you call that, like a thing you can't have, it makes it more desirable. But if you were to say to a man, long as you take care of home, like if you really just said it like that, I don't care what you do. Like I've heard women say that, I just don't embarrass me, don't bring me no children home, and don't decrease my quality of living. I don't care what you do. And I've heard men say that, when the woman said that, they didn't want to do it anymore or do it at all. But when a woman was holding on so tight, like, you better not be out there cheating. I'm going to smell your underwear. You better, oh, I know you. That made it more like like a prize. Like, I'm going to do this shit anyway, and she ain't going to find out. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just really feel like if we just become a little bit more free, then maybe people won't have to sneak around, right? And
I think you're making a good point. Not to stop you, because you know I like to keep talking. But I do think you're making a great point, because you can, if we want to equate that, we can equate that to laws in society. You know, you have all these laws, and then you wonder why people do things to break them, and it's because they feel like, well, if you tell me I can't do it, I'm going to do it anyway. You want people in a relationship to feel like, you want the person that you're with to be with you because they want to be with you, not because of some type of need that you created within your environment between the two of you. You want it to be, well, I'm here because I want to be here. I don't cheat. I don't have sex with anyone. I don't talk to anyone else because I don't want to talk to anyone. You want someone to want you, not necessarily need you. And when you create a need, then that is a breeding ground for insecurity to start happening. And that can push them away. And that can push them into the arms of someone else, which, you know, like you said, creates the opportunity for them to cheat. But on the other hand, if you decide, because this essentially is kind of like an open relationship, in my opinion, a one-sided open relationship, but it's an open relationship, essentially. You still have to establish some type of boundaries. That's how I feel. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like boundaries always need to be in place, because you don't want, I mean, we have to have boundaries even when we're in a relationship and it's not open. You don't want someone crossing certain boundaries and doing and saying certain things that, you know, that will hurt you. So if you're going to have an open relationship like this, you still need to discuss what boundaries are in place. What are the things, what are you telling me that I can do? What are you saying that, well, not can do, but what are you saying is okay for our relationship?
I agree with that, but at the end of the day, for example, I'll give you a very good example. There are so many heterosexual women contracting HIV, right? Now, you know, the main reason is because their primary partner, they feel like they don't have to use any type of condoms with their main partner, okay? Now, that's their choice. However, if they know, like most women know, men, you could tell a man, you know, I know you out there, or not even tell it. You could know it as a woman, right? But you're not tripping. He may do something every once in a while or whatever. You tell him, you know what, use a condom. Here, I'll buy you some. Just use a condom. Don't bring me no diseases. Don't get nobody pregnant. And the man says, cool, I can respect that. Next week, next month, she still got HIV. You know why? Because even though you trusted and you said just use a condom, that was your boundary, that was your limitation, people are still going to do what they want to do, whether they want to respect that or not. So I agree with you that talking about it is cool, but at the end of the day, you got to protect yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And people,
definitely.
You know, so you can set the boundary, but you still got to follow up with. And it's so hard, especially for women, because they want to, men will pressure them and say, I ain't wearing no condom with my wife. That's my wife. I ain't got to wear no condom with her. And yet you still, and then you bring home diseases. And then she got HIV and all that.
That is the reason why, not to cut you off, but I do want to kind of jump in there and say, I'm a big advocate for women in, even if it's a monogamous relationship, and I'm doing my little air quote. Even if it's a monogamous relationship, you need to make sure you are doing regular STD tests. because you never know what's happening out there. We love to believe that people are being faithful to us. We love to believe that if they are cheating, they're using some type of protection. We love to think those things. But all in all, we still have to protect ourselves, period. And that is going to have regular STD checks every three, I say if you're in a relationship, every three to six months, making sure you get your, having your test done. If you're not in a relationship and you're out there having a lot of sex, at least one month to two months, make sure you're out there having your STD test. So I'm an advocate for always making sure you are being tested, even if you are in a monogamous relationship or a so-called monogamous relationship, because you never know. And if you're lesbian, too, make sure you're having your STD test.
You're right, but I think one of the questions you guys brought up were, why would someone want to, you know, whether you call it hall pass or open relationship, I want to just bring up a point with that. It's like, how did we get to where we think that, now I respect people that are monogamous. There are people out there that they get married, or they get, whether gay or straight, that's the rest of their life. They're only having sex with that one person. I respect them, right? That ain't most people. Most people, whether they do admit it or not, do not want to only have sex with one person for the rest of their life. Now, they may not act on it, but they have thought about it. Now, they may not act on it. Now, that's a choice. They want to be monogamous. Okay. But I just think, where do we get that notion that no matter how good of a partner we are, how I do everything for my man or my woman, if I'm gay, she don't need nothing else. She don't need nobody. Where do we get that arrogant notion that one person can fulfill all of our needs, one person, for the rest of our lives? Like, it amazes me, and I know women probably not as much as men. I'm just sorry, but just men just don't want to have sex with one person for the rest of their lives unless something's wrong with them. Like, they really can't have no sex at all. And then they still going to try. They're going to do something. But I'm not saying that all men want to cheat. I'm just saying, as human beings, I think our natural, and it's not even about the sex. It could be just an intimate connection. It could be just a emotional connection, but I don't know. I think that's why so many marriages just get in trouble, because it's like, I don't know. It'd be the best thing, and a lot of people want their cake and eat it too. They want someone at home that they have a good relationship with. They want the kids. They want the house, the gay and straight. They want the cars. They want the two incomes. But at the end of the day, after some time being with the same person every day, every night, year and year and year, that's just monotonous.
You're making it sound, though.
But she's right.
It's a life sentence. I call it a life sentence, and I'm sorry. It's not
a life sentence.
No, I'm being
extreme.
Yes,
you are, because there are some people out there who enjoy monogamy, and that's heterosexual and lesbian and gay, whatever. There are some people out there who really love monogamy, and there are some men, too. We stereotype it because, you know, we do see a lot of the men cheating, but there are some men out there who actually just want to have sex with one woman and will just have sex with one woman for the rest of their life. Like, it exists. And we don't want to degrade and downplay it, because it does exist. But, in your opinion, that's not your thing, and that's fine. It doesn't have to be your thing. But we don't want to make it seem like it doesn't exist, because it does. And there are some men out there who really, truly don't have a problem with being monogamous.
Yeah.
Did you ask the man? Go ahead.
I do see where the caller coming from, because it don't seem, you know, as a man, it don't really seem natural. But to your point, though, Mika, I mean, it is, I do actually know some guys who they're married, and it ain't like they didn't want to have sex with other women, because they do. They just chose not to because they're afraid, you know. But it don't seem not to just be with one person.
Why doesn't it seem natural?
Because I'm going to tell you something, man. When you come to life itself, the way things change and the way you grow and the other person, sometimes your needs can change, you know. Like, you could like something at one point, and then now if you were one girl who used to having it one way, I mean, you used to get in one way from this girl, after a while, they does seem kind of old. You want to change the monotony. I mean, you want to break the monotony sometimes, and if she's not willing to break that monotony, it's going to even drive you further away, you know. And it's like, variety always helps anyway, you know what I'm saying? Just the same stuff over and over. And so I can look at the negative side of things and understand where the caller coming from, because I think about that all the time, about how if you with that same person over and over, I know even though you love them, I know a lot of guys who have to cheat just to keep things different, you know, and they low-key with it, they safe with it, but they do have to step out every once in a while just to keep things going. You know, it almost seemed like it has to be a need for something different, a different smell, a different way of doing things, a different style, just to keep your main relationship strong. Now, I'm not saying all men do it, but I can understand why they do it, you know.
But what I go back to is, why is it okay for – Why is it so heavily favored on the male side of things to say, well, you know, the man, he needs something different. He wants something different. He. Why? Sometimes a woman may want something different.
Right.
But she uses self-control.
Right.
And then when she doesn't and she goes out and she gets something different, now all of a sudden she's a hoe. She's a slut because she wanted some variety.
Well, and
we put women's sexuality.
And a lot of y'all step out, too. A lot of y'all step out. I mean, a lot.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's no just from a guy, you know. And I'm not saying it's better for a man and not good for a woman, because I know both sexes do it like crazy. You know, it's just that I think it leans more toward the man, because, you know, with the man, it's, believe it or not, I mean, it may not seem like it to you all, or maybe it do, but when it comes to sex, it's a lot easier for a woman to get sex than it is a guy. Trust me.
Yep.
Like, if I laid in the bed and said, women come and get something, okay, for example, you, Shanika, like, now, if you laid yourself in the bed naked, trust me, ain't no guy going to turn you down. You know what I'm saying? Unless they gay, right? But if I did the same thing, do you think I would get as much attention to have sex with me as a guy would to have sex with you, because it's easier for y'all. You know, people, we just have that, we want it, you know, like that. And I know some girls do too, but it just seems easier for women to have sex than it is for a guy for some reason. That's probably why we get the macho status when we have a lot of women, because a lot of guys, you know, we have to work for it less than you all have to. And that's the truth.
I guess, Chad. Well, let me bring on this caller. I want to bring on this caller real quick, and then I have one more caller to bring on after that. So I just want them to know I am watching you. But this caller is 9728. Hang on. Hello?
Hello. How are you all?
Good. Hey. How about you?
I'm good. Well, I just wanted to step in and add to where we talk about stepping out, and I think because of society, the way we view it as cheating, you know, some people have open relationships, and they're okay with that within their little circle, but once they, tell somebody or express that, yeah, well, me and my wife or me and my husband or me and my partner, we have an open relationship, then it's a problem, you know. And just like, you know, some of the comments have been made, oh, she a hoe, or, you know, it's okay for him to do it, but she shouldn't do it. But I think, to me, whatever's going to work best for you in your relationship, and you're being safe, of course, who are we to judge?
Yeah, and I think that's true. We definitely can't judge. Like I said, everybody has different situations, and it's going to work. It works for who it works for. I don't think that I would necessarily be opposed to it, but I, you know, like I said, it depends on who you're with. But I'm going to also bring on this other caller. Hang on. 1573.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
I see we kind of got away from the whole past and went straight into the cheating thing. Yeah, I kind of, you know, we're on two different subjects here. But if you have a hall pass, who looks at it as cheating? Neither person that agreed to have that hall pass looks at it as cheating because it's something that's agreed upon. But when you're doing it behind, you know, each other's back, then that's not a hall pass. That's something totally different.
Well, I think that, you know, we're kind of opening the door. I think it kind of led to the cheating part because when you think about hall passes, you're depending on your relationship. You can open the door for cheating because it's like, okay, you gave me permission to have sex with somebody one time, and then now what if 3 weeks later I see someone else that I find sexy? I'm like, oh, let me just go and do it real quick. She already told me I can have sex with somebody else. So it just kind of opens that door, which leads to cheating.
Also, is whether the hall pass leads to cheating. Yeah. If the hall pass leads to cheating just as well as the threesome leads to cheating, just as well as the open relationship, you know, one knowing, you know, leads to cheating. If you're in a monogamous relationship, then that's what it should be. And if you're not, then you should just be single and do what you want.
But
you know what?
I think there's in between in there. I think there's gray.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just black and white. And just real quick, so one of my best relationships was with a woman, right, two women. But yet she was more, well, I'm not bisexual, so she was definitely bisexual. And people would say, well, in California, they just say you're just a freak, right? Y'all freaks or whatever. But I had the biggest, like, we had the strongest bond. I mean, we dealt with each other for about 8 years. And I mean, to where we would have people come over our house, men, and people would say, yep, y'all just freaks, and y'all be around a bunch of freaks, and y'all get together and just be freaky, right? But we had the strongest bond because I didn't feel the need to control her sexuality. Now, maybe that's just the connection I had with that woman, but, like, literally, I would have naked men in my living room. And since I like to watch, I'm like, you know, just do what you do. Now, there was no hardcore having sex, but it would be like we would have groups of people come over and everybody would leave. And it was never it did not lead to cheating. Because why do I have to cheat or why did she have to cheat if she can just be comfortable in her own house, in her own living room? And if she want to play with, you know, playtime, that's what we call it, playtime. And once playtime was over, we was back to our regular life. It was just playtime, and that's what it was. So I'm just saying it wasn't like an open relationship. We just had playtime. I don't know how y'all feel about that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, and I'm going to read something that someone wrote, but I do want to comment on yours real quick. I think that's not a bad thing. I think if you have discussed it with your partner, these are things that you've talked about, and you don't mind happening in the relationship, you set your own cultural standards within your relationship. You define what it is that you want, what you don't want, how y'all want to do it, whatever. That's up to you. What goes on in your bedroom, in your household, is your business. And that's how I feel it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I say, you know, we definitely can't judge. We definitely can't say what's right and what's wrong because people can do what they want to do. But the problem is we create standards within society that everybody feel that they're supposed to adhere to, and when other people don't adhere to those standards, then now it's a problem, and you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. But somebody wrote something I thought was a really good point. She said, the problem is that monogamy is the norm, but if it weren't taboo to be in an open relationship or have multiple partners, people would feel free to be honest and say, I don't want to be in a monogamous relationship. But people lie to fit standards and to get into relationships only to be confined and end up cheating. It would be better if it wasn't the norm, because then monogamous people would find each other instead of thinking they're getting one thing and finding out their partner never wanted that. And I think we need to start opening the conversation, and this going off her post, we need to start opening the conversation in the beginning when we start dating someone and discuss the type of relationship we want. Are you willing to have an open relationship with me? Or I am more into polyamory type relationships. Are you into that? You know, those types of things need to be discussed nowadays, because it is becoming more open for people to do what they want to in their relationship. It's like now it's everywhere. People have open relationships, people have these polyamorous relationships, or they do the thing like you said, Carla, where you got the girl in the house with the man. You know, they have their own standards of relationships now.
Playtime.
You have playtime now. So it's like you need to define those things, I think, in the beginning before you start dating and deciding to be serious with someone. This is just as important as do you want to have children, I think.
True. I agree.
What if it didn't start out that way? I'm sorry.
What if it didn't start out what way?
What if it didn't start out that way? What if it started out like you really felt like, you know, this was that person that you wanted to, so that discussion wasn't really an option because you didn't look at it that way. You just wanted to be with that person. And then something happened.
And then what happened? Okay, so something changed. Well, if something
changed, yeah.
You have to be willing to have the conversation, because there are a lot of people out there. That's why some people give these hall passes, because they feel like something has changed, or that's why some people go into, you know, go to the swingers clubs and, you know, the sex clubs, because they're like, I want to add some spice to this relationship. So have the discussion. But that's another thing. You have to have a relationship where communication is open and you're able to discuss these things with your partner. And a lot of people, they don't tell each other this stuff. That's why cheating exists, because you're not telling them that I don't like it when you do this, or I need more sex, or I need that. Blah, blah, blah. They just go out and I'm just going to go find it and lie to you about it, because I kind of like what you do here, but I definitely don't like what you do there. So let me go find the things that I don't like about you and keep the things that I do like about you. Instead of just talking to the person and saying to that person, you know what, baby, I need more sex. I need sex 3 to 5 times a week. Can you get that to me? Can we try to work on it? You know, I don't like the way you give me head. I don't know, something. Uh-oh. And you talk about it, have the conversation, and then try to see if you can find some type of solution in reference to it. But people are afraid, because they're afraid of people's reactions.
Yeah.
Right.
And they don't want to hurt that person, because they do love them. Like, they really love them, in love with them. But perfect example is, I always say it's in the connection, you know, it starts with a kiss. Because we all know, if you look back on people that you dated or people that you were in a relationship with, there were some people and you could just kiss them and it was awesome. And other people, you love them, and they may have been fine, but you and them kissing was a nightmare. It was just like, no, like, yuck. And I use kissing not because that's not really sex. But you could say the same thing about sex. So I'm going to say, but there's this other person you dated, And you may sit back sometime and you got your wife or your husband and you'd be like, oh, my God, but when I used to kiss that person, oh, my God, like, oh, I would just love to kiss. You know what I mean? It's the connection. And so how do you – I don't understand how people live the rest of their life with someone that they don't like to kiss. Like, only, I'm using that because that's important to me. Your thing might be something else. But how do you then say, I love this person, I would never leave them, but I'm going to live the rest of my life and I hate the way they kiss me? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, kissing is important to me. Like, I need you to be able to kiss.
You but how did you get to that point where you fall in love and you couldn't stand the way they kiss? I don't know.
It happens.
Yes. It happens. Yeah, because how do you get, because, see, that's another thing that amazes me, that somebody can be attracted, they can, you know, fall in love with them, I guess, emotionally, but not be attracted to them physically. And they would, like, have sex with them, like, and everything. And to me, I don't understand that. Like, I have to be physically attracted to you, and I have to be able to kiss you. And it has to be a good kiss.
Because they got other needs. You know, they need financial security. They need this. They, and I'm not saying, you know, they may need the meaning they may want this person is there for them, loves them, you know, showers them with attention, makes them feel like they have everything else. Just that they're not good with the kiss, those two, you know what I mean? And so I know women, I have close friends that are married to people, and they're like, you know, Kenya, I just gave up. I don't even like to kiss anymore. Like, I don't even kiss because I'm getting everything else. And so they're like, you know, it's the 80-20 rule. I'm not going to leave my wife because we don't kiss well. And I'm getting 80%. That's 20% or 10%.
But I can understand that because, you know, in anybody you with is going to be something about them that you don't like. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's a kissing thing for some people.
But I guess you have to figure out what's important to you, because to me,
right. That
physical
right. Connection
is extremely important. I want to have a great physical, passionate connection with you, but I also want to trust you. I want you to be honest. I want you to have a great personality, make me laugh, and, you know, be financially stable. Those are my things. That is not a lot. Those are normal things.
She said attractive, kiss. Well, hell, everybody wants that. Financially stable, makes you laugh. Good
but
sex.
No, you just said that some people don't care about, no, y'all just said it. Some people don't care about good kissing.
Oh, I'm saying if they get everything else.
Why can't you have everything that because you should be able to have everything that you want. At least, you know, if those are your top 10, you need to have your top 10. At least 8 of your top 10 need to be there. At least 8. I think at least 8.
At least 8.
You can compromise with about 2. Well, maybe 7. And then you compromise with 2, you know.
Okay.
I can relate to the caller because I'm, like, stuck in the 80-20 rule. Like, when she brought that up, I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, okay, so maybe that's what it is, you know, that for the reason why, you know, you decide to stay, you know, aside from the part where you don't want to, you know, you love that person so much that you don't want to hurt them, you know,
right. But
at the same time, that relationship turned into more of a friendship base. And it's like, I would love this friends with this person because I love them so much, but I'm just not feeling the relationship aspect of it anymore. Like, but at the same time, that person may feel like, if I'm not in a relationship with you, I don't want to have anything to do with you, and then you're not willing to risk that. And yes, it is selfish. However, uh-huh. this is what they chose.
Hmm. I don't think
because
you
of the communication. But you are happy. You are happy when you're together, you know, but if you're not sexually intimate, you know, and you're just, I can't even say cohabitating because you're not living together either, but it's like your relationship turned into a friendship. Like, you still laugh together, you still go out together, you still celebrate each other, you still support each other, but that relationship, that attraction, the window. Then what?
Yeah.
You know, and then you got the 80-20 because you got everything there. You got that support there. You got, you know, but the communication is like, do you hear me? You know, can you hear me?
No, that should never be part of your, that should not be part of your 20%. If you don't have good communication with someone, then that's, the relationship is basically doom in itself. You have to have good communication with the person that you're with.
Yeah. I want to
You can't sacrifice everything of yourself for someone.
I wanted to say that back to when I was saying about, you know, this woman and being free and how, you know, she could interact with men even in front of me and everything. And my friends, gay women, would say, oh, my God, how could you do that? Like, how did that shit make you feel? That should have made you feel like killing yourself. You see your woman, she want to be, you know what?
That's extreme.
Well, I'm saying they would, you know, people use that term and they shouldn't. But they were like, you know, and I said, to be honest with you, I felt liberated. Like, I felt like we have such a strong bond that not only she feels like she feels free, and it made her love me even more. I was like, we don't argue. It's easy. I'm like, I don't know. I feel liberated because I didn't try to control her and limit her. And like, and we had the best sex life ever because she would tell me, she was like, I trust you completely. I trust you enough to be my 100% self with you. And I've never been able to do that. And so I just get back to with the whole hall pass thing. I don't, like you said, I just think people should just be able to be 100% who they are in the relationship, even if it changes after 5 years. Yeah, for the first 5 years, I wanted to be monogamous. Well, guess what? It's 6 years. I don't want to be monogamous anymore. So I don't know, but I don't think people to realize how liberating it can be to let your partner be free. And I don't mean open relationship, but just ease up on that possession and control. Just, like, fall back a little bit.
Yeah. Because, you know, like the caller said earlier, and I was saying it as well, you know, with the hall pass thing, sometimes as a woman, like, I honestly feel like as a girl I'm with, she gives me a hall pass, it make me not want to cheat because it's kind of, it's just really just, because, you know, when the cheating is a certain thrill to it, it would take all that away. You know what I'm saying? I might not even cheat on it. I mean, I might not even take advantage of it because of the fact, I might not take advantage of the hall pass just for the fact that she gave me that option. That's what I'm saying. It's just one of them things. I feel like it probably even helped relationships. And if a guy cheats, it's most likely he's going to cheat anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm. There was a story on Ricky Smiley where the lady said that, you know, right before her wedding, she decided that, you know, she didn't mind if her boyfriend, you know, can go out. He can go out and have sex with someone. He can have one last fling before they get married. So the guy goes out and he does it. And her first thing was, I can't believe he did it. I didn't think he would actually do it. And now that he's done it, I don't want to get married to him anymore. I don't know if I should marry him anymore because he cheated on me. And I'm like, what? You told this man. Now, you telling a man that he could go out and have one last fling. Now, I'm a believer. That man is going to take advantage of that one last fling. He's going to go out there and he's going to do it if you told him he can go and do it. And now you feel like, oh, my gosh, I can't trust him. But you made a conscious decision to tell him that. So that's, I guess, that was the whole reason why I wanted to do this show tonight. And we're getting ready to wrap it up. But that was the whole reason why I wanted to do the show tonight is because we open these doors. And then when we open these doors, we're like, now I can't trust you. Now I'm not sure what it is that you're doing. And we create a breeding ground for insecurity when we know, because we're compromising ourselves. When you start compromising who you are in a relationship to please someone else, then you are now creating an even bigger ground of insecurity. You have to do these things because this is something you feel is either helping the relationship, it's going to help you in some kind of way, or maybe it's going to bring you two closer, and you have to be secure within your decision. You can't do it as a means of, well, I just want to let him know he could do this so I don't have to worry about him cheating on me. Because now you're going to worry about him cheating on you. So you have to have a clear-cut reason, you know, why you're doing this, and then be able to live with it and understand the consequences or the benefits that will come from it. Any final words?
I think you got it.
Tamika, I think that was you talking to.
Yeah, I just want to say that I just think that tonight's discussion was, you know, was very interesting. I think everyone brought up some valid points. And, you know, I think that, you know, one of the things that I always advocate for, like if you're choosing to make concessions like that in your relationship, I think the most important thing is just to make sure that you and your partner are on the same page and that, however that those concessions, you giving that concession, however it may play out, I just think that, you know, you two just, you know, need to realize that you could be, you know, it could be detrimental to your relationship, or like you said, you know, it could have its benefits. So just making sure that, you know, you're on the same page, you know, whether it's beneficial to your relationship or whether it's hazardous, and just act responsibly.
Yeah, act responsibly and don't do it because you don't ever want to feel forced to do something either. Someone told me that. Ask my friend a question. Are you doing this because you feel this is the way to keep this person in your life? Or are you doing this because this is something you actually want to do? And that was a means in them discussing an open relationship. And the person was doing it because she felt like that was the way to keep the person. And that's not a valid reason. Like, you're
right.
Just as important in the relationship as the other person. You're just as important, your needs, your wants. And if it's certain things that you want and you're not having those things met, then you need to go and find the people that are going to meet those needs for you, the person or the people that are going to meet those needs for you. And let that other person go about their business. And be okay with doing that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well,
I thank everyone.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Oh, as always.
I just love hearing what these discussions bring up because, Lord have mercy, it seems like we go all over the place, but
but it's good.
I think we all make very good points. I've learned something, Chad. We've all learned something. But we know, everyone, I hope you all join us on Saturdays from 11 to 1. With Brunch in the Basement with Javon, and then on Sundays from 6:30 to 8:30 with Sunday evening shouts, and then back again on Mondays for the G-Spot with Mika Way. Now, next Monday we may not have the show only because, you know, everyone is coming back from the holiday, and some people may not even be back from the holiday by then. So we'll come back the first week in December. And if you have a topic or an idea you want us to discuss, please just inbox me and I will discuss it for you. I hope you all have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
You too.
Good night, everybody.
You too.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
There's always that one person that will always have your heart. You never see it coming because you're blinded from the start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Ooh, baby.
Yeah. You gotta rock and wait in this one. Come on.
See, I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock. I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl? I was the one who gave you your first kiss. Cause I remember, girl. I was the one who said, put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and people screaming your name. Girl, I was there. And you were my baby.
It started when we were younger. You were mine. Now another brother's taken over, but it's still your eyes. Even though we used to argue, it's alright.
That's alright, girl. That's alright.
I know we haven't seen each other in a while, but you will always be my
mom. With you when we were.
Ooh.